Thursday morning to you. It is 9:36 here in Pensacola. Beautiful Thursday morning. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I have AJ and Robbie with the Santa Rosa Island Authority with me this morning. I hope y'all are having a great morning so far.
We are. Thank you so much for having us. It's beautiful outside.
Oh, yes. And it just gets me excited for all things summer over in Santa Rosa.
Yes, we can't wait.
Yes, we're going to talk about all things summer. If you want to join in the conversation, you can. It's 437-1620. You can call or text. We'd be happy to answer your questions this morning. So where would you like to start with our beautiful summer?
Well, I say we start with Bands on the Beach.
Yes.
Because that is our annual concert series. And thank you so much to our partners, Cat Country, right next door over here. And AJ gets to see it firsthand. He's out there every single Tuesday night. And AJ, what is your take on it so far?
I love it. We love seeing everyone come out and support. It's a free concert series every Tuesday night. We just had our fifth show. We go all the way through October every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right there on the beautiful Gulf at the Gulfside Pavilion near the pier. We take sponsorships. If anyone is interested in that opportunity, get your name out there. We have food vendors. Bring your chairs, coolers, no glass containers or pets, but come enjoy the free sounds on the beautiful Gulf.
Where do they find out information about who's playing?
They can call us at 932-2257 or visit our website, visitpensacolabeach.com. And we also keep everyone updated on our Facebook page, Visit Pensacola Beach.
Yeah, if we have any weather issues, which, you know, knock on wood, we haven't so far, we're going to immediately contact Channel 3 and we're going to push that out social media as well as, you know, via your channels. So we appreciate that. But
yes.
We always, that will be something that a lot of the people that come and join us, they always have questions if it's kind of looking a little crazy in town. But, you know, we do have that little bubble on the beach. And so, but that's the best way to find out if we're still moving forward.
I've seen that. Yeah, that was just like last week. It was rainy and Cat Country did a good job of keeping everyone posted on
if
it was still happening.
Sure.
So that was great. So we have Bands on the Beach. That is every Tuesday night at 7.
Yes.
Yes. And then they have a different band every week. It's a great family time. Go put your toes in the sand. And it's a great way to end your work day, especially at the beginning of the week.
And this is something this year we are, you know, we were very, we wanted to touch all the different genres of music. And, you know, we went through each month and we really wanted to make sure that we had the different genres in each month. So we truly, truly believe that there is a band out there for all types of musical taste.
Yeah, that's great. And it's great. It's all local.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's primarily all local within, you know, kind of the drive market. Mm-hmm. Our band next week is coming from a little bit out of town and they will be debuting. It's Grits and Greens. So
oh,
what
fun.
A fun name.
That is really fun.
So we're very, very excited to welcome them as they're debuting at Bands on the Beach. So.
Is it bluegrass? What is it?
So it's a little bit of jam bandy. If you know anything about like Susan or Derek, the Tedeschi Trucks band, one of my friends said, I literally walked in and I thought it was Derek and Susan on stage. And so they thought that was a huge compliment, you know, but so we're very, very excited to have them out on the beach.
Oh, good. Very fun. Grits and Greens. That's so cute.
I know.
And so we have Bands on the Beach. And then what else is next after that?
So, of course, we are so excited for our annual Pensacola Beach Air Show.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, it is affectionately known as the Red, White, and Blues Week. Mm-hmm. And this year, it's going to be a wild and fast and crazy
It's not every
week.
Year?
Well, the 4th of July happens to fall on the Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
And then what will happen is on Wednesday, we'll roll straight into Circle and Arrivals. And so that will be when they are coming. The Blue Angels will be coming up, the U.S. Coast Guard search and rescue helicopter. And what they're doing on Wednesday morning is actually checking those boats. So they're looking at the center point boat and the crowd right boat, and they want to make sure that they are on the right coordinates and in position. And so after they get a thumbs up from number 7, then that is when the show starts, and we call it Circle and Arrivals. And in other areas, what that is an opportunity for the Blues to actually familiarize themselves with the area. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, they have an advantage over the beach since we're hometown, but that is kind of what Circle and Arrivals is all about for Wednesday. So then we'll roll into Thursday. Thursday is a practice day, and it will be for the Blue Angels only, and they will be overhead at 2 p.m. That is an excellent opportunity if you don't want to kind of be in the middle of all the craziness and the crowds on the Friday and Saturday. Thursday has become highly, highly popular.
I didn't know that. I'm like, ooh, okay. Yes. So Thursday at 2.
Yes, it's an amazing opportunity to kind of, if you're not really into all of the crowds mm-hmm. and all of the traffic, if you will, mm-hmm. Thursday is an excellent opportunity to come out and view the show.
And is it the same exact show?
Yes. So, okay. Well, it's without our civilians, but it is, they are practicing for full dress rehearsal day and for show day.
Okay, perfect. Sounds great. If you're just now tuning in, this is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are talking to Santa Rosa Island Authority, AJ and Robbie. We were talking about Bands on the Beach, Red, White, and Blues Week. You don't want to miss out on these events that are coming up. If you would like to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. I was going to say, anytime anyone moves here, or my friend, usually someone that moves here, they're like, what is there to do? I'm like, Blue Angels.
Amen. That is, I mean, we are so blessed. My two girls actually happened to be at recess in PE yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, how was your day? What'd you do today? We saw the Blue Angels. I'm like, what? You know, like, that's just fun. A normal mm-hmm. thing. And I'm like, we live in a really, really cool place.
It's really cool. And I used to live over by Perdido, and I would see them practicing.
Yes.
Every time I would get excited. Like, it doesn't matter if it's the 50th or the 1st.
And we love seeing all the photographers. They're coming out on Sundays to catch them coming home when they've been out of town. And I know AJ and some of his friends have caught them on Sundays out there. And, I mean, it is just, we're so lucky.
Yeah, it truly is breathtaking every time they come by. You just can never get tired of it. Living here for 29 years.
I know, I never get, I mean, I've been here almost 17 years and I'm always excited.
Yes.
And when you're always like, ah, there's the Blue Angels.
Yes,
it doesn't matter where you are.
It's like dolphins.
Yes.
Dolphins and Blue Angels.
You're exactly right. I'm like, it's a dolphin, even though we've seen 50 of them, you know. That's great. So we have Thursday at 2 and then Friday.
Yes, so then we're going to roll into Friday. So Friday is very exciting. That is our full dress rehearsal, and that is when we welcome our civilian acts. And so the exact timeline hasn't been announced just quite yet, but we are really, really excited with our lineup this year. And I do have to give a shout-out to our air boss, Paul Entrekin. He is the one that handles and maintains all of the moving parts as it relates to our civilian pilots, and it is his 30th year for being the air boss on Pensacola Beach.
Nice.
So shout out to Paul. We couldn't do it without him.
Absolutely.
He is an amazing, and he's just such a great guy. And we're excited. We're bringing in some new acts this year. And one of those new acts is going to be the Red Bull Air Force team with Kirby Chambliss and the Hilo pilot Aaron Fitzgerald. And so at Show Center, you're actually going to see some of the parachute jumpers that are going to be jumping from the Red Bull helicopter down into the landing zone. And so we're very, very excited to welcome them to Pensacola Beach for their first time ever.
I was going to say, is it the first time? I haven't heard that. That's going to be on Friday or Saturday?
That will be both Friday and Saturday. So Friday is going to be a full dress rehearsal. And then basically on Saturday, you're going to rinse and repeat and do the show day.
What time do they fly on Friday?
So the Blues are typically, as long as the weather, everything is trending, always overhead about 2 o'clock.
Always, okay.
Civilians will kick off anywhere between 11 and 12 once we get that flight time, you know, finalized, mm-hmm. and we're not quite there yet.
Okay. It'll go back. It'll go fast. We will be there in a second. Right?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm like,
wasn't
what
it just
is
January 1st?
It's May. AJ and I were just brainstorming yesterday. We're like, all right, what else can we do now before it's just the week of, you know? And it's, you people don't realize, but the second that the show's over, that very next week, we debrief and then we are rolling right back into it. It's a labor of love.
I can tell. So the week of Blue Angels, are y'all just running around like a chicken with your head cut off?
Pretty much.
I would be.
We're like, hey, you got any iced coffee? Yeah. We're like, we need our change of
do
clothes. We're so
there?
Hot. I mean, we feel like we do. We do get to see some beautiful sunrises.
Oh, I bet you do. That's great. That is awesome. If you'd like to join in our conversation, it's 437-1620. I'm speaking to AJ and Robbie with the Santa Rosa Island Authority. We're talking about Bands on the Beach and Blues Week, Red, White, and Blues Week. We absolutely love. That's my favorite time of year. I'm very patriotic. So 4th of July is my absolute favorite holiday of the whole year. And so the blues just tops it off.
Yes, the icing on the cake for that week for sure.
And we had a friend say, Lazy Days Beach Service on Pensacola Beach. Best thing to do on Pensacola Beach and for the Blue Angel Show. Chairs and umbrellas to make your beach day the best. Order online. Oh, I didn't even know.
That is awesome. Yes, we work very, very closely with the Lazy Days, and there's other beach vendors that are out there.
Okay.
And that is a fantastic, whoever said that. Thank you very much. And plugging Lazy Days, they are an excellent partner of ours. And with that being said, you're right. You can just leave your beach chairs at home and give them a call and get that set up. And not just for the air show, that's for all summer long.
I did not know about this.
Yes.
I'm kind of mad now. I'm like, wait, what?
And they also, a lot of our beach vendors also do deliveries, such as Horizon Beach Service. Of course, Portofino has a beach vending service down there across adjacent from the towers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh, let's see. Another friend of ours said, good morning. Just making sure I heard correctly. The Blues on the Beach show is 4th of July this year.
It's 4th of July week.
Week, yes.
Yes. So the 4th of July is on a Tuesday, and then on Wednesday begins what we call our show week with Circle and Arrivals that morning, usually around 8 o'clock in the morning.
Is there a day when you have breakfast with the Blues, or is that?
That's what we call Circle and Arrivals.
Okay, that's
but
the same
yes,
thing.
A lot of people market it as Breakfast with the Blues, which is fantastic. Go out to Casino Beach Bar and Grill, I think the Stand, the Dock. Or even pack a picnic. Come out there, and it's an excellent morning on the beach just to have some coffee and watch the Blues do their thing.
I did notice, I do go to Blue Angels usually every year, and my friends like to go on Friday or Thursday with their kids.
Yes.
That's usually a better day to go with your family is maybe on a Thursday or a Friday. So it's great that they have those options because Saturday can get out of control. A little scary when you have a lot of littles and it's loud, so...
There's a lot of different ways to see the show, too, and I encourage everyone. I mean, you know, there's the option to go via boat in the Gulf or the Sound, but, you know, what I always tell people, if you've never heard the Blue Angels narrate the show, you have to hear that. It is incredible. The soundtracks that they have with the maneuvers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really, really something special, and I feel like, you know, everyone, especially if you're a local, this year, try it from a boat. This year, try it from maybe a balcony somewhere if you stay out there. And but really, really, you have to at least once hear them narrate the show. It's something special.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. I know usually I go on a boat. Last year, we went to Sand Island. We call it Sand Island, Fort McCrae. And we wanted to bring our daughter, but it's too crazy over on the beach. And so we went to Fort McRae, and it was great because you could still see them, but it wasn't crazy. You know, it's like you said, there's many different ways to see them. And it might not be right up close if you don't want to and it's too loud for your kids. I know with my little, sometimes it's sensory overload.
Yes.
You know, but you can still see them. So there's all different kinds of ways you can see them. Or do it on a, you know, Thursday or Friday where you can get kind of far away. So that's great. They have many opportunities.
Yes. Absolutely.
So you don't want to miss out. That's going to be a very, very awesome week.
July 5th through 8th. See you on the beach.
July 5th through the 8th. I'm just going to take the whole week off. You think they'll let me not do the show?
That's what my husband
said.
Excuse me. I'm like, a whole week? Okay, you do you, boo.
I'm like, can we just take this out there and I'll just, you know, from the beach. Y'all might not be able to hear me with this being so loud, but that's okay. Let's see. Another friend said, Robbie is such an asset to our Pensacola Beach community.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I have
and
a
so
face
AJ.
For radio. They that's what AJ and radio. I said.
We have a face
we
for radio.
We have a face for radio.
That's great.
There is something else I want AJ to talk to. It is a new series that he kind of brainstormed and created last year. And I'm so blessed that we get to work with like just all of these amazing people, and we really, really do work hard. We are a small team of 13, but I think we are a powerhouse for what all that we do and what all we get thrown at us on a daily basis. And so I want to shout out AJ for, you know, his event. It's called Cinemas in the Sand. And so I want him to kind of fill you in on that. And it's just, it's now talking about family friendly. This is something special and is definitely something you want to bring your children out to. AJ, you want to tell them a little bit about it?
Absolutely. Thank you, Robbie. Yeah, Robbie allowed me to brainstorm this event, Family Friendly. We host movie nights in the sand at the Gulfside Pavilion. We have a big inflatable screen, speakers, and it's family-friendly movies on Friday nights at sunset. We had three last year. We did it in fall. We ended with Halloween with Oh, Hocus Pocus, the original Hocus Pocus. That was a hit for everyone. This year, our first date will be June 23rd. We haven't picked a movie lineup yet, and but we have, I believe, 8 dates total, sprinkling through summer into fall. And
great.
It's Friday night, so everyone has time to get off work, go pick up the kids, grab some dinner. Or if you don't bring dinner, we have plenty of restaurants right there. The Stand is just a few steps away, and they open up for the movie night. So it's a great time for everyone.
That sounds so fun. And is there a time it usually starts?
It's hard to say with sunset.
It's hard to say. Okay.
Yeah, but around 8 p.m. in summertime, and then in the fall, it's a little bit closer to 7, so you can get the kids home a little bit earlier.
Right. Well, that's good. It's on Friday. That's great.
Absolutely.
That sounds like so much fun. I just love that our community has such fun family events. I mean, since I've only been here, I think, about 6 weeks now, and I did not realize how much there is to do around Pensacola. I didn't. In Santa
Rosa, really is.
Wow. Literally, you have to choose.
Right. I got here in 2009. AJ, I think, has been here his whole life. But since 2009, it has changed tremendously and for the better. It really, really has. And so we, like I said, I mean, we live in such a cool, unique place with all of these things. It's a little bit of something to do for everyone at all stages of your life. So
that, absolutely.
Yay, Pensacola Beach.
So you can get outside, get outside and go to bands on the beach. The cinema night is going to be so fun. A friend said, attended all cinemas in the Sand last year and loved it.
Oh,
yes.
Thanks, AJ.
Yes.
That's great.
Tell
all your friends. Absolutely. And tell me again, where can you go to find this information?
Visit PensacolaBeach.com. There's a calendar of events listed.
And then you have a Facebook page as well.
Facebook page, Visit Pensacola Beach. We post our dates for bands on the beach, cinemas in the sand, all things fun on Pensacola Beach.
My little thinks the sand is just like white snow.
Oh, I know.
When she was little.
The squeaky sand.
Yeah. When she was little, 4 months old, we used to call her Sugar Donut because she would roll around and eat the sand.
That's sweet. I like that.
I love it. So that's what I'm saying. It's great that you have things in the sand and you can just, you know.
Let kids be kids, right?
Absolutely.
And I do want to give a shout out while we're here. We have a large sponsor, which is Step One Automotive, for the air show as well as Penn Air. And we really, really appreciate them coming on board for the air show to sponsor that. And then we also have Postcard Properties and Realty. And that's a full brokerage service. And they come on and sponsor some of the cinemas in the sand. So thank you to our sponsors. We really, really appreciate them and partnering with us to put on these fantastic events.
Absolutely. And we're going to just go back over. We have Bands on the Beach at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 on Tuesdays. And that's every Tuesday until when?
That's every Tuesday until the end of October. We're actually ending the last show on Halloween night.
I didn't realize it went that long.
Yes, it's a great time. Every Tuesday, awesome. April through October.
Very good. And they have food there, food vendors if you need to eat. Bring your chairs. There's no glass, right?
No glass
or no
pets, unfortunately.
Yes.
But,
and let's tell them about the Gulfside Market, AJ. Cool. This is year two with them. And, you know, not that I was skeptical, but I'm like, this is our baby. And so when you want to come and, you know, partner with us, you know, you have to prove yourself. And I would say they have proven themselves. And every time I go out there and I see the Gulfside Market, I'm like, buying all kinds of stuff from the different vendors that I probably don't need, to be fair. But AJ, you want to tell them a little bit about the market?
Yeah, absolutely. Jackie Tarver and Laura Richards, they help do the markets downtown, the Palafox markets on Saturday. And they reached out to us about coming to Bands on the Beach and hosting a market. And it turned out great. All of the vendors are local craft artists. So you can come out and get paintings, earrings, jewelry, dog leash, anything, everything for the family. And they set up every other Tuesday night right beside us on the Gulf. They have about 20 vendors, so there's
a lot.
Plenty of shopping for everyone.
That's great.
Don't forget, Mother's Day's coming up.
Oh, yes.
Just saying.
Don't wait till the last second. And I had a friend ask, how do you become a sponsor?
So that is a great question. Give myself or AJ a call and we'll walk you through that process. And again, we would love to talk to you about what opportunities that we do have for you out at the Island Authority.
And for them to call you, it is 932-2257.
That's
correct? Yes. And they would speak to you or AJ about that.
That would be fantastic.
Awesome. So don't forget, we have Bands on the Beach. Red, White, and Blues Week is coming up, which is biggest event of all year, I have to say, in Pensacola.
Yes.
It is. It is. So it's great that we have Robbie and AJ heading that up. That's amazing. I moved here not too long ago, and AJ's events like Bands on the Beach and Cinemas on the Beach have been so helpful to me getting over my homesickness. Thank you for putting on such wonderful events for us to enjoy and meet others in the community.
Oh, thank you. And
so
welcome.
Awesome.
We're so glad to have you here.
Absolutely. That means so much that you come out and join us.
Absolutely. And what's great, too, is we can have our families that come into town.
Yes.
We have visitors come into town, and it's great that we have so many options here. Like, you know, I know my friend had friends and come in, and she went to the Palafox Market, and they loved it. It was great. Like, there's so many things. You know, hey, let's go to Cinemas on the Beach. I mean, it's stuff that doesn't cost anything either.
Yes.
Just enjoy
it. I mean, that is what we, you know, being with the Island Authority, all of our events are completely free. Another event, you know, while it will be here before we know it, is Beachween. Now, we partner with Visit Pensacola and the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. And a couple of years back, we were like, why don't we have any kind of family-friendly Halloween event on the beach?
Yeah.
Come on, let's brainstorm. And actually, a colleague of ours, Kara Gaunt, she kind of was the brainchild behind that one. And we now have this amazing event on the boardwalk that has a lot of the local businesses that come out and join us. And they each have a game, and they hand out candy to all of our guests and our children that come out there to participate. And it has grown tremendously. What year are we going into,
this
AJ?
This will be the fifth annual event of Beachween on the boardwalk. Yes.
Yes. And I mean, it is fantastic. So we do have our date for that. Let's see if I can find the date for that really quick. Do you know what
I want to say off the top of my head, October 21st. But again, you can find it on visitpensacolabeach.com.
October 20th. You're one day off.
One day off.
One day off. You're so good.
You're fired.
Oh, no, he's not.
Please just. Robbie's like, no. We love you, AJ. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So we have Beachween. Goodness gracious. We have so much that to look forward to.
Yes, we do. Like I said, we are here to make your experience to Pensacola Beach a wonderful one. If we can help you in any way, please give us a call. We have a fantastic visitor center, and we're here to help.
Well, thank you so much, Robbie and AJ, for all your hard work and all these events that you put on. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
There's more to come on Pep Talk. You don't want to miss out. First, we have a Fox News update, followed by a local news update in our newsroom.